HCAT Mobile.
4 TFW Mobile.
Again, KO4 HCAT.
Out and about early.
Normal time. A few minutes, but nothing big.
This morning.
It's freezing. It's 32, but warmer than yesterday.
A cold day yesterday, for sure.
That wind had a little bit of bite to it. Just a little bit of breeze all day yesterday.
Weekend, they left the warehouse guy, or the regular production guys, they go in and out of the warehouse getting materials with the forklift, and they just leave the door open so they don't have to keep opening and closing it. So,
and if they got heat running, that's a big waste. Put an automatic sensor on that door or something.
Pretty big warehouse. It's got like two little steam heaters, one at each end.
Some of the repair shops I used to work in.
Heater and all the doors open, right?
Open, close, and then people would leave them open, and you never could get warm.
Pretty much canceled any snow flurries and that for down here for Thursday. Looks like if there's going to be any, it might be up by you.
Forecast up here, but I don't think they're calling for any kind of accumulation. Just enough to make things messy.
Cold's gonna get here too late.
Might could change between now and then.
What about that? KN4 TFW.
Drew that this morning.
That bed felt pretty good compared to sleeping in that tent.
And it was a pretty cool weekend, so he's probably nice and warm right now.
What's on the agenda for today?
Nothing that I know of, let's put it that way.
All of our traffic coming in and out one way, and man, it's just a pain all day long.
The concrete pad poured?
They poured some, I guess it was last Thursday or last Friday, and that, but you still can't drive over it. And then they tore up some more, so you can't go out that way, so it'll probably be at least after Christmas if they pour it today. And it just is aggravating, because you got to bring a truck in one way, and then you got to make sure there ain't nothing else coming and send yours back. And it's, oh man, some of the drivers, they, like the FedEx guy who get up to the gate and say, oh, I can't wait that long, and he'll turn around and just leave. So you're just struggling all day long.
Staying with the FedEx guy, I'd be the same way. Because if I wait that long there, then I don't finish up my route the rest of the day. And, you got to sacrifice one customer for the rest of the route. Sometimes you just got to make that call.
The other way, you get in, and you're ready to go, and there's three or four other trucks coming in, so you can't go out until after they get in, and then you're just stuck there.
I fight that all the time, for people not realizing that, if I spend an extra 30 minutes here, then I'm not going to get the 30 minutes worth of shops on down the rest of the day, and that's a struggle.
I can't get a couple of frequencies programmed into the guy at work's Baofeng. But didn't do no good to bring a programming cable, because none of the computers around there have any USB ports.
That on purpose, don't they?
They do have them. They have little things they stick in them and lock them so you can't use them. Probably the version of Chirp that I have probably won't work with the radio he has, right? I probably have to download a new version.
Sounds like I'm about to make the jump over to 285 early today. KO4 HCAT.
DFW QSY.